Yeah, so I'll go upstairs and I'll upload the first video. But yeah, so I think part they use narratives to for doing lots of things. The main thing for 9/11 was the Patriot Act. But then also 9/11 was used to kick out Saddam Hussein, who was fighting against the New World Order, especially the finance system, the World Bank and IMF. Gaddafi was the same thing. Gaddafi issued a gold currency that would have become a pan-African currency. Gaddafi was working for his people, just like Adolf Hitler. I have to say, since Adolf Hitler, there's very few people I can suggest came anything like fighting the New World Order. But Gaddafi, Muammar Gaddafi, is one of the heroes who followed in the footsteps of Hitler and was serving his people. And you saw what happened to Gaddafi. May he rest in peace wherever he is, because he's a true hero. It shows that you don't have to be Germanic to be a hero and fight the New World Order. He was a North African, yeah, but he'd be a true Aryan in the sense of being a higher person and a leader of his people. And even I would say to some extent a National Socialist, because he was working for the interests of his people. Yeah, he hadn't sold out, and that's why they destroyed him. So anyway, yeah. So the switch from the official COVID narrative, official virus narrative, to the official Ukraine war narrative, I think was in the cards for over 70 years ago when they gifted Crimea to Ukraine, and when they moved all the Russians into Eastern Europe when there was no need for it, you know. Russia's huge. They don't need land in the West for anything, apart from Ukraine for bread, you know, cheap bread to feed for bread and circuses, you know, bread and guns, I think it was for the Bolsheviks. So, but yeah, so remember the bleeding, the symptoms they're associating with what they're calling Marburg and Ebola. Bleeding from the eyes, ears, brain, into the lungs, drowning in your own blood, bleeding from the kidneys, you know, bleeding from internal organs, the inability of the blood to coagulate, which is ironic given that blood clotting, the opposite, is what's killing people at the moment. Yeah, remember that they're all symptoms associated with the rollout of electromagnetic radiation technologies. And also, this is what I did mention in the early video, I have to remember, the solar activity, the electrical activity of the sun, the Maunder minimums and maximums, you know, the electrical activity of the sun. The sun is very active sometimes, and then when it's discharging as a capacitor, and then it's very inactive when it's soaking up energy as a capacitor. So when it's in charging, it's for us, when it's charging, it's inactive. Then when it's fully charged, it begins discharging. And as they measured in every animal, in almost every animal, the same, what they call the Spanish flu deaths, and this bleeding. And it's correlated with solar activity, increased solar activity. So keep that in mind too. Even without 5G and all these radars and, you know, radio technology, even the actual activity of the sun, which we can't control, is quite likely the real cause of lots of different things, including what they call Spanish flu. So yeah, and the rollout of the additional electromagnetic frequency, electromagnetic pulse generating technology. Remember, electromagnetic pulse. Always talk about pulses. I couldn't name my videos correctly because of the conditions under which I'm doing this work, you know. But the videos that most people didn't watch that only got 30, 40 views are really important. If you see a video and it's got the title's 111 or 222, and you go, "Oh, he couldn't even be bothered to give it a title," don't be so exasperated with my, you know, bad presentation. Some of those videos are the best videos I've made. And if you had to make videos at home, then walk half an hour to a supermarket, being followed around by security who are giving you malicious, you know, hateful looks as you upload videos. You tell me if you can remember what you made of videos like 5 hours earlier, just after you woke up, you know. You tell me if you can remember. You tell me what you can remember, what you were thinking when you woke up this morning. Yeah. So don't be so judgmental of the presentation. It's the opposite. You've got to be really wary of good presentation usually means nothing to say. Yeah. Because the people with good presentation have too much time for a presentation and they have too much pride. Yeah. They don't want to lose face by poor press. Look at my hair, for God's sake, you know, for dog's sake, look at my hair. Look how I look, and I'm making this video. If I had any pride, you know, or dignity, I'd be worrying about how I look first and my lighting and everything before I write about the content, you know. And if you want me to, of the 1,400 videos, hundreds of them have very long transcripts, you know. And it didn't make any difference. I didn't get any more subscribers. I didn't get any more viewers. I didn't get any more readers. So, you know, I make these videos for the few people who will benefit from the insights, and hopefully I'll give back to them myself and glean the insights myself. Because how do I know what I've got to say until I've heard what I've said? To quote Alice in Wonderland, yeah? It's just how the mind works. I don't take responsibility for the subconscious. Nobody can. When most of the greatest ideas come as a surprise to the person, you know, as much as to everybody else. So anyway, yeah. So remember that the official virus narrative is great for economic wrecking, great for having an excuse and a cover for testing new technologies on people, you know, for experimenting on people, great for economic wrecking, great for carrying out experiments, great for tailoring lethal injections to fine-tune them, great for tailoring methods of sterilizing mass populations. Great for setting up a future narrative to explain the same in the future. May have been expected that there will be massive deaths from 5G rollout. They may have been expecting that, and they wanted to have a narrative set up to explain those in advance, so people wouldn't associate them with the 5G rollout, but would blame them on something else. Also, it could be as part of a more general cover for electrical universe. Yeah, model. Because if it's a solar activity that's doing all this and not even 5G, and they don't want people to understand the true nature of reality, then if they expected solar activity to produce certain amount of deaths on the earth and symptoms, and they didn't want people to become aware of the fact that it's the sun that's doing it, then they also would have a narrative ready to explain the results of the solar activity. I hope that makes sense. I'm losing my voice already. Yeah, and it's almost 10 minutes. I almost can't talk already. I was talking last night to the new friends I made, who I met in Tallinn, who are letting me use their Wi-Fi. So makes my life a lot easier. And just so, and for to round this up, remember my friend in Yefi? They got given two very expensive electric scooters and lots of other things just to sign a 5G contract, which for 2 years, via which there is absolutely no way the company could have made any profit on the 5G itself. Yeah, given not just the initial costs and everything, but the fact that they gave them the electric scooters. So they're really, really, really highly motivated to get people to implement 5G technology. Without any relation to the economic profits to be made from doing it. And here, they gave them, I think, 3 tablets and a plan, 10 euro a month with a free modem, yeah? And I think 3 free tablets, yeah, to get them to sign up. So there's no way they're making money from the 10 euro a month. So the motives for 5G rollout have nothing to do with profit, even if you look at it very, very long term. You know, there was no need for it. They're really, really, really trying to get people to take up 5G. And if people won't do it just for the speed, then they have to give them free tablets, free electric scooters, you know, free modems, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, ciao for now.